Welcome to the Sports Brewery Podcast. I'm Alex Braga. If you'd like to get involved in the show by suggesting a list or trivia segment, all you got to do is hit us up on Twitter at Jeromney, at TSB Ski, or at TSB Pod.
I'm a fucking walking paradox. No, I'm not. Threesomes with a fucking triceratops. Reptar, rapping as I'm mocking deaf rock stars. Wearing synthetic wigs made of anwars, dreadlocks, bedrock, harder than a motherfucking Flintstone.
I love that we don't hear anything about the guy from Home Improvement until we find out that he's living in Eugene and gets arrested for beating up his girl.
Strangling.
Yeah.
There's a big leap between that. Beating up and fucking strangling a motherfucker.
That's a good point.
Hey, you want to know who else who got arrested in Eugene for strangulation?
LaMichael James.
LaMichael James.
Yeah. I was literally just thinking that.
Hey.
I remember that very well because it forced a lot of Duck fans who were okay with beating up women to come out into the open. And you're just like, oh, so you don't draw that line between your fandom and beating up women. But then the facts came out, obviously, and you know, we found out that That didn't actually happen, right? He was like grabbing her to get his keys or something, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Otherwise, the Killer Burger franchise in Portland would not exist right now. And Portland would be much the worse for it. You guys turn on your heaters yet?
Yep.
I did that for the first time today.
Yep, for about a week now at 6 o'clock in the morning when I'm taking a shower.
Yeah. E-Web bill gonna be sky hot.
I still have my window open at night.
What?
Yeah.
So you're one of those people who just sleeps in 35 degree weather and is just cool with it?
It's, yeah.
Do you have like a sleeping bag?
I have a simple comforter. That's it.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
I told you, there's a big discrepancy in my house on temperature between me and my girlfriend.
Yeah, she's been airing your dirty laundry online.
I'm sure she has.
Yes. Oh no! What did we just stumble into?
But I,
you got to talk about that now. What's speaking of domestic disputes? What's going on here?
Right. Oh, I think it was more of a. I'm not sure which one it was. There's probably numerous. Numerous things.
It's probably leads with that, right? Another human being, like most human beings, don't like being in 35 degree temperatures.
No. The problem is that she's fucking freezing. It's like 85 degrees and she's freezing.
Yeah. This, I gotta be honest, all the things we've heard so far, this sounds like a you issue.
I will say, no.
Window open.
So, in all fairness, I do like a cold sleep.
Yeah. Who wants to sleep in sweating? It's the worst thing in the world.
I'm not keeping my window open when it's 34 out, sure. But I'll keep it open before I go to sleep. And I'll use a little fan on sometimes, you know?
I have a fan on the noise.
It's the old adage.
Oh, I love that white noise.
I need it.
What a good sleep.
I need it. I can sleep without it, but it's not great.
It's the old adage, though, is that you could add infinite layers.
Yeah.
If I take my clothes off, you're fucking done. You can't take my clothes off.
Whoa. Whoa. With consent, we're done.
Ski's about to start talking about like where the magic happens and stuff. We don't need to go there, man. I'm in my living room, and to the left of me is my fireplace. There is a fire going in there right now.
Wow. Jesus.
Damn, you're rich, dude. Ooh,
doing it up big in my duplex, boys.
Woo!
No big deal. Let's go.
What kind of wood you burning?
Ooh, let's see. Hang on.
You strike me as an oak man.
Here we go. Oh, I got a brand for you. Let's see.
A brand? That's never a good start for what kind of wood you have.
I know it's pest-free. It's kiln dried and heat treated. Let's see here. It's literally the JB Firewood Company. I got nothing, guys.
I got
it might not be wood.
I thought you were out there splitting cords of wood.
Right.
Bringing them into your place.
No. We saved that for the Christmas tree hunt. You go out and cut down. I haven't cut out a Christmas tree in like 20 years. Do you guys do that?
I have. Yeah.
Well, like when was the last time though?
A couple years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It seems like a lot of work. Like, it's not worth it.
You'll get absolutely gouged if you try to go to like a parking lot where they're selling trees. It seems like $60 now.
Yeah.
It's like half
that,
dead.
By the way, Trump's America, Hunter Biden's America, fix Christmas tree prices. Come on. Like, let's go.
I elected Hillary,
and it didn't lower
Christmas prices.
Yeah, that should have been the fucking talking point. We had a debate.
What is going on?
We had a debate tonight. Why are they not talking Christmas tree prices for the upcoming holiday season? They're missing opportunities left and right. Where should we start? By the way, I kind of feel like starting with Sam Elliott tweets. another like superstar tweet from our guy over here.
I know. I'm just hitting that lottery on viral tweets. You want to know what my following numbers? It doesn't go up. I don't get it.
Yeah, I'm surprised you didn't like get a whole bunch of Trump followers after that last one. That was great.
Well, the funny thing about that tweet was.
For those who don't know, you tweeted a picture of Sam Elliott, and it was just in regards to him doing a Biden commercial.
Yes.
And him being a, you know, big, like basically the right loves him.
Yes. Yeah. His pictures are big amongst weirdo right wing memer people.
America going back to the way it should be.
He's got, you know, the big mustache, the deep voice, looks like a cowboy.
Yeah.
Looks like he just kills, you know, filterless marbs.
I mean, lives in Coburg, Oregon.
I think it's Brownsville.
You're Brownsville now?
Yeah.
That's a shame. I always like telling people they lived in Coburg. Anyway, yeah, you were saying.
But it's just disappointing, you know? And I would say 70% of the people got what I was saying, but I woke up the next morning to 2,100 mentions from military MAGA mom 157325 being like, "Yep, he believes in Trump just like me." It's like,
did you not read?
Did you not hear that he did a Biden like
that was in there? It said it there. Okay.
Yeah.
I do love the dozen or so like angry comments you were getting from people with a cumulative zero followers on Twitter.
Yeah, that was great. That's good stuff.
So here's the question now. The natural follow-up. Are those Russian bots? And are you being targeted by Russian bots heading up to the election now?
Honestly.
I fucking hope so. That'd be great. Then I could tell somebody, like, I know somebody who's being hacked by the Russians. It's great.
I think I'm being hacked by, or followed, maybe you could say hunted by Ukrainian bots. Or Ukrainian Bidens, if you will. I've seen the laptop. Let's just kind of end the political stuff, right?
Yes, please.
Rudy Giuliani's done, right? Like we've known for before Trump was even in office, we kind of figured that he was a 9/11 profiteer.
Oh my God.
Which is kind of greasy and gross, right?
Yeah.
But he's done now. Like we know Rudy Giuliani was America's like mayor or whatever.
Yeah.
And now he's America's like drunk uncle, right? Basically.
who for some reason has been empowered to go overseas and make policy with other countries. It's like, what?
Yeah, I think you're wrong. I don't think he goes away.
No, I don't think so either. No, not at all. No. I have thought that about a lot of people in the last 4 years, and they maintain. I have no confidence in any of that.
There's a way to collect a check if you're that far out there.
Yeah. It's easy. It really is.
It's so, oh my God. If you were smart, we would just like, we would have been on this Candace whole Trump thing and we'd have made so much money.
We'd all be Candace Owens. Like, oh. Candace Owens is a trash person, but I fucking respect the hustle. Like, are you kidding me?
Like diamond and silk? I mean,
like a fucking black woman on the right, like just pandering like crazy, making millions of dollars. It's like the hustle is fucking strong with that. I mean, she's nuts, but fucking get your money. Good for you. If they're all idiots and they're like following everything you're saying. We should shift this podcast entirely.
I think whoever wins this election,
we go
the extreme with it and start just making loot off something. You know, we know all the tropes for both sides.
Yeah.
We could say we know what, you know, the shills want to hear.
Yep.
We just got to come up with some gimmick. We'll make loot.
Yep. And then so if it's Biden, then we release this on YouTube, like the video, and we all wear black masks. And, you know, have like voice box things and talk about, you know, taking down, you know, fascists and fuck the police and blah, blah, blah. And then if it's the other side, I think we know that playbook.
Oh, yeah.
That's easy.
I don't know if I can do that playbook.
No.
That's where the money's at.
Come on, man.
That's where the money's at.
Oh, so King's over here just hating money, I guess.
Jesus.
Jeez.
Money is just a social construct.
Trying to raise my kid over here. Look at you.
Old Bernie Sanders over here.
Well, that's what I'm saying. In Joe Biden's America, you know, everyone makes the same amount of money. Am I right?
Hunter Biden's America.
Thank you. just one last note on Biden. Like, what are we doing here?
You just said that like 10 minutes ago.
So last weekend or whatever, for like a day or two, I kept seeing these pictures of this dude, like smoking a heater or with a beer in his mouth. And I was like, who is this dude? I didn't get it. And then I saw the next day, oh, there's a crack pipe in his mouth. And someone finally said, this is Hunter Biden.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh. And then I went back and looked at the other pictures they were dogging him on. And I was like, this dude looked fucking cool. No shirt on, heater hanging out of his mouth, like a 4-pack with his jeans half ripped open. Like Hunter looked like a fucking stud. Now, the crack stuff,
not great. But then again, Rob Ford smoked crack, and he was fine for a while.
Absolutely. I mean,
I was talking to somebody the other day about Rob Ford, because like that was a while ago now. You know, that was like 7 years ago now, maybe more. And so like not everybody like I interact with remembers that. And he's like, who the fuck is Rob Ford? I'm like, oh my God, dude. He was mayor of Toronto. And he smoked crack, admitted to it. He called another member of their like the council or whatever, he said, like, he accused her of being a prostitute or something, right? Or he said she accused him of trying to have sex with her, and he's like, I wouldn't fuck her, like my wife's way fucking hotter than she is. You know,
is that how people in Toronto talk?
In a Canadian accent.
I don't think so, buddy.
She was, I wouldn't fuck her with a 10-foot dick. Eh?
10-foot dick, buddy.
Ew, super sorry. Anyway, we should run away from this right now.
Vote early. Vote often.
Yeah, vote often, exactly. Go get you some ballots of dead relatives and send those in. Come on.
Have you guys voted yet?
I have it right over there. I haven't sent it in yet. I was waiting for the debates. I just haven't had a chance. I will though. Yeah. Actually, tomorrow I don't work until later, so I'm gonna do it tomorrow. Speaking of drugs, Sean Kemp is opening a weed shop in Seattle. Did you see that?
I did.
That's like, in terms of marketing, it doesn't really get much better than that, does it?
It'd be better if he was in Portland.
I guess.
He wasn't really a marijuana fiend until he went to Portland.
Okay. Sean Kemp?
Yeah.
When was Sean Kemp with Portland?
Am I
tripping?
You are definitely tripping.
That was a hefty Kemp.
I remember him with Cleveland.
He was a big part of the early 2000 Trailblazers. He had a fat contract, if you know what I'm saying.
Like, how long was he with them? I honestly have no memory of that.
2 years, maybe?
Yeah, I was going to say, couldn't be more than 2 years.
Get out of here.
Yeah, he was like with the Reuben Patterson, Detlef Schrempf, Rashid. Yeah.
Huh. And then he went to the Cavs after that?
No, they traded him from the Cavs.
The Blazers traded for Sean Kemp from the Cavs.
Yes.
This is what you're telling me right now.
Where were you in 2001? Right?
I don't know. Blocking out the fucking Blazers at this.
Osama Bin Braga over here. Jeez.
Sounds like he was on the fucking devil lettuce, if he doesn't remember.
Yeah,
that.
My goodness. You're on that Seattle Super Chronic over here.
Why do you think I'm leading with Sean Kemp weed shop talk?
That better be the name of his weed shop. Seattle Super Chronic. I mean,
should be.
Well, no, that's a strand. He'll sell.
That's true. That's fair.
It's Sean Kemp's Cannabis. That's the name of it.
Wow.
That is just.
Whoa. No,
I hate
that.
I could not hate that name more.
Like Alex and Jeremy podcast.
Yeah.
I feel like the weed industry is built on puns also.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, how do you not?
Yeah. It's the whole point. Did he not watch fucking Half-Baked?
Jesus. Like, I have a friend that earlier this week went to a dispensary.
I know a guy.
I think that's what they're called.
Yeah.
And they got these, I think these things called eatables? Lunchables? Eatables. I don't know. But they were blueberries, you know, in like a cylindrical shape, and they were called blue balls. So, yeah, like, from what I heard, that whole industry is based around puns.
Very fun. That's a very funny name. It's a 4,000 square foot shop.
Jesus.
That's a big weed shop, by the way. That's like an emporium.
Shout out to the emporium, by the way.
RIP the emporium.
Yeah, 1998. Let's go.
Big ups.
Oh, those Levi silver tabs.
Oh man, those are the days. Roll through the mall, go to Sam Goody.
Woo!
Oof. What was the it was Sam Goody was the music place. What was the movie place? Like the TV place too. Oh, what was that fucking place called? I'm drawing a blank. It no longer exists. It hasn't existed for like 20 plus years, but anyway. Camelot or something?
Oh, I think it was Camelot.
The Camelot?
That does sound familiar.
Yeah. That was the shit, man. That was my run. Go to Valley River, like, kick it for an hour or two, chill in Sam Goody, just listen to tunes, look at all the fucking movies you can't afford to buy. It's good stuff. I don't know. I mean, there's not a hell of a lot to talk about this week, if we're being honest.
There was a primetime NFL game on tonight. I don't know how you guys missed that.
I mean, we could talk World Series, I guess. I'm not even gonna like dignify that with a response, Ski.
Did the Dodgers make a mistake by going bullpen game two instead of Walker Buehler? Is Clayton Kershaw's career still in doubt after game one? Joker.
Speaking of Russian bots, We got like a Russian bot dropping hot takes on the podcast right now. I don't know. I haven't watched any of the World Series games so far.
I've been watching them. They're
pretty good. It's been pretty good.
Yeah, okay. I've seen highlights. It looks like the
It's not the most exciting series.
Oregon Ducks legend Cody Bellinger, who also happens to be high as balls the way he looks every time they should put a camera on him, has been playing well. Mookie Betts robs home runs. That's a thing.
Mookie Betts bald.
Ooh. Yeah, he's
like he's at like LeBron. Bald.
He's at LeBron. Like when the hair is short, it's like, where's your hairline at, bro? It's not.
Is he 27?
That's what I was just looking up.
Yeah.
That's a shame.
The baseball's a great sport to be a bald person in.
Oh yeah,
you never see someone without a helmet or hat on.
Yeah, and then you could just throw like a do-rag on if you're, you know, if you ever want to take your hat or helmet off.
Wait, Johnny Cueto with it?
God, I hate that guy.
He absolutely
good God.
You hate Johnny Cueto?
Even when the Royals picked him up for the stretch run in 2015, and I'm watching this guy in the World Series, and it was like, man, here's a pitch by Cueto, strike one.
Yeah, he's got what
and here he is fidgeting. Hey, they say Johnny Cueto likes to fidget before pitches to throw him off.
He does have
no
like
fidgeting.
The best
strike two.
They show he has like five different like windups that he does where he like full hesitates and like the deke out and then
God,
quick pitch and it's like
it come on, sucks. Dude. It sucks.
There is a Twitter account with zero followers. Oh. That is called Mookie's Bald Spot. I think we should give him three followers real quick. And it just shows a picture of Mookie Betts' bald spot. he's got what I'm rocking, though. Like, he cuts his hair real short. And then
I think he's got less than you, though.
Yeah, I think he's got less than you, too.
I think he's got less than you.
He's losing it in the back, too. I'm not losing it in the back.
Yeah, he's...
He's got that money now. I don't know why he's not getting that hair transplant.
Well, get the hair transplant, bro.
Clearly, they're harder than we think because LeBron still hasn't perfected his. So,
well, it's probably something you have to do every once in a while. And if you're where he was for a really long time, I imagine it's hard to get that. You know, whatever the hell they have to do.
I still don't know why he hasn't.
Were you just alleging that Mookie Betts couldn't go to a barber because he's black in Boston? Is that what I just heard? Is that what you just did there?
He just turned 28 a couple weeks ago, by the way. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, yeah. Oh my God! We're hitting all the hot race drugs, political talk. This is it's
too. Who needs sport? Who needs sports?
Yeah,
what the hell are sports?
I stopped watching sports once they started protesting.
So. Once they said we need equal rights, I was out of there.
Yeah. Once they said we have to respect women and black people, I was out.
Blue lives matter, LeBron.
Oh, crap. So, do you have anything else, World Series? We should probably talk about the World Series, right? No? No? Okay.
There's nothing to talk about with it.
How about Oregon Christian?
It's great. There's even less to be talking about that.
They're good.
They're good at it. All right.
Hey. Okay, actually...
So I looked at it for the first time in like in the last couple years, honestly, today. And they have 15 4-stars committed right now and one 5-star. Fucking 15 4-stars?
Fire Mario.
What?
Need more 5-stars.
Yeah, right. They have four wide receivers who are 4-stars. I think that 5-star kid's a wide receiver too, right? Like Franklin kid or whatever.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah, he is. Yeah.
So one 5-star wide receiver, four 4-star wide receivers, a 4-star quarterback, and two 4-star tight ends. Like, they're going to be fucking throwing the ball for the next 7 years.
Can't wait to watch Mario get all these five-star weapons and then run it up the middle. Somehow C.J. Verdell will be an 11th-year junior at 170 pounds. Yeah, and they just keep running dives.
Sean Dollars, who's like 180 pounds, is going to run up the middle. 40.
He went to modern day, though, so I'll give him a chance.
Sure.
He's still, Go Monarchs.
Small. Yeah.
The only enjoyment out of duck recruiting I get is from Husky and Beaver fans talking about our recruiting.
It is pretty good. That's how I
know that we're built, not bought. It's like, how about you go back, you look at the teams that won titles. What are their number of 4 and 5 stars?
They're in the
top five. They're in the top five. Every winning team is.
Build away with your humble kids from Montana. Yeah. You want to know what? I'm going to take the kids from Atlanta, Dallas, Los Angeles, and New Orleans. Go have fun. Have fun with your South Dakota kids. I'm out.
Remember 20 years ago when that was our take?
I do. We were lying. And we were lying. We hated it.
We just got the better coaches, y'all. We got Coach Cam. Coach Cam turning these 3 stars into 5. No, actually,
he was pretty good. Stewart, yeah, he
Stewart was a 5-star, actually. He was pretty good for a reason.
It is such a lie. Where people are like, I would rather have a team full of 2 stars who work hard, go to class, and praise Jesus over your flashy 5 stars and their recruiting videos. No, you wouldn't. You're a liar.
No.
Trevor Lawrence, 5-star. Justin Fields, 5-star. Everyone in Alabama, 5-star. Yeah. That's what you want.
Because the thing is, you know, back, you know, 20 years ago, we would get an occasional 4 or 5-star, you know, and if
– Oh, it was one, like it said, was one a year if Oregon was, like, lucky.
And the thing is, and you had to get lucky that they panned out, that one guy.
Yeah.
When you get so many now, you know, 3 or 4 of them could kick rocks, you know, and, you know, wash out. And you're fine because you have 10 more. And, you know, of those 10, you know, 2 to 4 or 5 of them are going to be pretty fucking good at football.
Yeah.
And then your football team is going to be pretty fucking good at football.
I'm looking forward to the day when Oregon is unrecruiting high-ranked recruits. Like Alabama did this. Oregon benefited from that. They got a kid who was, like, committed to Alabama. And then Alabama basically was like, yeah, we don't want to give you a scholarship anymore. We're good at that position. Even though you're, you know, a 4-star, we don't really need you. So go find somewhere else. I'm looking forward to the day when Oregon starts doing that.
Like, well, we kind of do with recruiting these quarterbacks that, you know, one of them is going to transfer out.
But I don't think they actually take the scholarship offer away.
Away from them. Yeah.
Well,
was it Herm and ASU just kicking like 3 or 4 kids to the curb here?
Yeah.
That's not a team that could afford to kick kids to the fucking curb if they're good.
No, that's true. But you're building something.
This was the first week, like not even just the first week, like yesterday, maybe Tuesday, where I was really like, hey, Oregon football starting.
Yeah.
I'm going to start reading Rob Mosley stuff
and
looking at the adjoining pictures. And then I saw Justin Flo's thighs.
Yeah.
And I went, that's a
– Yes.
That those are thighs. Yeah. I don't know what he can squat, but he can squat me.
And he's like 18 years old.
Yeah, that's woo.
Yeah. Hmm.
And then I saw – I think it was Mace Funa? I don't know.
Mace Funa.
And I was like, wow, that guy gained 25 pounds.
Yes,
he looks fan-fucking-tastic.
He's a junior now?
Sophomore.
Sophomore?
Yeah.
True sophomore?
Yeah. I also like that Flo apparently wears the neck collar. I don't know if you noticed that in the pictures, too, but he wears
like a big cowboy collar?
Not the big one that goes really high. Yeah. Because I don't know that they make those anymore.
The Kevin Mitchell. Shit.
Yeah. But he wears it it's like it's middle. It goes, you know, up to the the brain stem. I don't know.
Hey, we weren't talking as much about CTE when people were rocking those bad boys.
Gotta protect your brain stem, son. I haven't seen anything of Noah Sewell though. Like, I don't know what the deal is with that, but all I see is Flo and, you know, Jamal Hill, and they show a whole bunch of Lenore and whatever.
I don't know. I saw a screenshot of some recruiting, I don't know if it was 247 or Rivals, mm-hmm. Scout, I don't know, where they said that basically Sewell might not start game one.
Yeah, I said that last week.
But it's ceremonial. He'll start game two.
Okay.
No, really?
Why?
Because they're saying that, because what they're saying is that, and again, this is random recruiting website. Take it for what you want. But
this is not, this is not an Oregon recruiting guy. This is just a.
This was some moderator on the board. Yeah. I don't know the name. Web.
Oh, you're surfing the boards.
No. These were screenshots. Screenshots. I don't subscribe to any of these sites. But basically, they were saying is that in years past, Troy Dye would identify a play and stop it for like a 3-yard gain.
Yeah.
And Sewell is identifying plays and fucking people up. And there's just no game. He's just blowing people up. Could be bullshit.
So wait, so blowing people, like, why would you not play
that? So Troy Dye is seeing a misdirection, and because he weighed 97 pounds, 4-yard gain. He identified it.
Yeah.
4-yard gain.
Yeah.
Sewell identifying misdirection, blowing it up behind the line.
Yeah, but why? So why wouldn't he start game one, though?
Because – I don't know. I'm just reporting.
You're telling me all of these really great things after telling me that he's probably not going to start game one. That doesn't
because they're saying that's just ceremonial. Like, hey,
you're going to start Isaac Slade
Matuatia. Yeah. You've been grinding last year. What am I saying, man? Don't yell at me. This is Webfoot Willie saying it. No. I don't know.
Run a 3-4. You got fucking linebackers. Let's go. Mix them up. I don't care. Move them to the outside.
Ooh, I just thought of a good idea. New money-making scheme for us, too. We start an OnlyFans account of just our, like, recruits, like, hitting people to get these fucking duck honks, like...
I thought you were just going to say Justin Flo's thighs.
Well, that'll be in there, too, you know.
Just gifs of his thighs gyrating, pulsating.
It's like, oh, 18-year-old incoming freshman, yeah.
Throbbing this. Thrombosis of thighs.
I mean, we could charge $5 a month for that. We get some hits.
I think so.
Yeah.
I would be curious how we would get the video of that, but
you know Rob.
Yeah.
I do know Rob.
Have Rob hook it up.
Yes.
Rob I are good friends too.
Hey Rob, can I get some of your footage from practice? I'm not going to use it for anything. It's literally
emphasize you want the raw footage.
Yeah. Tell me, want a little extra zoom? We don't want to see the plays or anything.
If you say zoom enough, they'll just be like, it's 2020. Everyone's on Zoom. That's what he's talking about.
It's all right, man. Just encrypt those files. I don't care. I'm not going to share them with anybody. They're just for me. Just for me.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's cruting for you right there.
Man, I tell you what, we are coming up with like billion-dollar business ideas here. We should – I'm considering not releasing this just because
– Someone else will steal it if they hear it.
I'm saying, man, we shouldn't – we're giving this away for free. Yeah, I am starting to feel – like season starts on the 7th. That is pretty damn close at this point.
Two and a half weeks. Yeah.
15 days away.
We're getting there. We are getting there. And it's Stanford, right?
Yeah. Boy.
Yay. Let's do this now. Why not?
41-13. 41-13.
Yeah. I was going to say, I'm setting this at like a 30-point win for Oregon.
I did see that the point spread dropped. It was like 13, and now it's 9.5.
Interesting.
Which I mean, like,
I'm going to hammer that if I see.
I don't understand why.
I can't imagine Stanford hanging with Oregon at all.
While we're just on the quick subject of point spreads,
yeah,
did you see the point spread of next week for the Chiefs and the Jets? It's the biggest spread I've ever seen in the NFL. Take a guess, Braga. Take a guess if you haven't seen it. What do you think that –
An NFL spread? 17.
21 and a half.
Fuck off.
21 and a half points.
Jesus.
And I'm going to bet Kansas City because it's free money still.
Yeah, I think I think the Chiefs are going to make a real concerted effort to make Le'Veon Bell feel like a teammate.
He's
going to have five. It's a third quarter, and it's 31-3, and they're just throwing deep. Wheel route.
Someone's on my fantasy team. I'm not going to fucking play him, though. I still have that much faith in Le'Veon Bell.
Tyreek Hill's going to catch 60-yard bombs and step out of bounds at the one just so Le'Veon just can just pound it in.
Oh man. I don't know though, man. Like because the spread for like Niners Rams last week was really weird. And I remember just being like, what? Like, did they not watch San Francisco last week against Miami? Like, what the
it was Fitzmagic.
The Rams have been like scoring points and they have Aaron Donald and what? And then sure enough, fucking 49ers come out and play the way they did. So I don't know.
Sure enough, Mostert gets hurt again.
Back on the IR. Yep. Let's see.
No, but
Trent Williams, he returned to practice today, but he rolled his ankle. Mostert got hurt. They just announced Sherman's going to be out another month.
Woo!
D Ford also at least a month.
Oh, I hate to see it.
Yeah, you hate to see it. So they're talking about the bye week in a month is when Sherman and Ford might come. Yeah.
Well,
that'll be week 10. Yeah. Week 11.
You know what's funny? The difference in them from Miami and LA was literally one guy. Like Iman Mosley, their corner, like was healthy. And that literally solved all of their problems. Because, like, against Miami, they just threw against that practice squad guy, like that Brian Allen guy. Like, Fitzpatrick looked like the shit against San Francisco, literally because he just threw at him every single play. Like, every third down, like, he'd just go to the end zone. The guy was totally out of his depth. And so then Mosley is healthy, and sure enough, Goff can't throw on the 49ers.
God, what are the fucking Finns doing to poor old Fitzmagic, man?
Yeah. Well, they're going to trade him to Dallas, right?
They should.
They should now. If you're going to start Tua, you're not going to want to keep Fitzmagic.
Yeah.
They're what, 4-2?
They really should keep him, though. Like, if they know it's good for him, because at the very least, you know, Tua plays the rest of the season, and he has Fitzmagic in that, you know, the film room or whatever.
Well, I get what the Dolphins are doing, because if you look at Tua's 3 years at Alabama, he only plays 70% of seasons, and they've already got the 30% out on the front end before he even played. Yeah. So now Tua might actually get another 70%.
Play a full season.
Yeah.
He must be the most spectacular-looking practice quarterback in the world to make this move.
Clearly.
Fitzmagic's on back-to-back 303 touchdown games and wins, and it's like
I know.
But
they really haven't beat anybody though. I mean, the 49ers team last week is not the 49ers.
Well, here's a little secret too. That team is not very good.
The Miami?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't.
It's also true.
Their line is not very good. They have.
I was thinking that Fitzpatrick was winning too much, and they were like, hey, hold up.
Yeah,
so hold up
before it gets
we are tied up with Tua. We need another high draft pick. Let's get him in there for about 4 weeks, go 0-4.
Get that Sewell at number two or three.
Let's even this thing out a little bit. This 3-3 stuff in a bad division where the Patriots are 2-3. We can't be doing that. We don't want to host a game in the first round. We don't need that.
It's already too late for Sewellski. Like you're battling the New York. Actually, did the Giants win?
No, they choked it.
Oh, okay.
They lost?
Yeah.
No.
Wow.
No, they blew that lead.
Yes.
Wow.
Oh my God. Wow. What was the final score?
22-21.
Oh. That's so bad.
Oh, I think Eagles scored with 50 seconds left.
Oh, of course they did. Ugh. Like, nobody's fucking with the New York teams this year.
Oh,
like top two pick, easy.
And the Chargers, good, hopefully.
Yeah, Chargers, Falcons are giving them a run for their money.
Well, hopefully. I think as the Oregon fans, we're hoping that Sewell actually falls to three now. I do not want to see him with the Giants or the Jets.
That'd be a shame.
Oh.
No, they there's won't, some because they'll go, yeah, I'll go Lawrence Fields 1-2.
Yeah, Giants. Good. I actually think the Giants would be a good fit for him because you're getting Saquon back next year from the ACL. Daniel Jones is not going to be there, you know, much, you know, beyond next year or the year after that. They're going to draft somebody. Like, the quarterback of the future is going to be there.
Which is why they're going to draft a QB.
Yeah. No, exactly. Yeah,
they're not going to go Sewell. They're gonna draft. The Jets are going to draft. They have to draft a QB as well.
So. Well, here's the deal. Because they invested so much in Daniel Jones that you give him one more shot, essentially, when you get Saquon back. You give him a bookend left tackle. If he can't do it with the bookend left tackle and Saquon Barkley, then he's never going to do it. And you move on.
You did not watch the game tonight. And I assume, I don't know if you've seen the...
I saw him run 80 yards and then fall down.
And then fall on his face.
I did see that, yeah.
There's your franchise QB that you're trying to roll out.
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll say.
And by the way, that's a good point, too, because he does play in New York, and he plays for the Giants. And the Giants fans and the Giants as an organization tend to do stuff like that. By the way, so do the Jets. They tend to do stuff like that, like draft a quarterback right after you just drafted a quarterback really high. But
that solves all problems at QB.
Well, it does seem like teams now are giving up on their top pick QBs earlier than ever.
Yeah.
You know, 1 year Cardinals, Josh Rosen, gone. A couple years before that, well, Paxton Lynch.
The new coach too.
Sure. Yeah. You know, Paxton Lynch started like four games over 2 years. Gone. Boy. Dwayne Haskins seems to be gone a year plus.
He's third straight behind a guy that literally can't walk still.
Right. Yeah, almost lost his leg. Yeah. Yeah.
You know who is terrible at evaluating quarterbacks? John Elway. He is fucking awful. Like, I got a buddy who's a Broncos fan. Like, he talks about it all the time, man. Like, he got Peyton Manning.
Brock Osweiler.
Old-ass Peyton Manning. That's his claim to fame. But, yeah, you go Brock Osweiler. Did he do
6'8"?
Yeah, he's – what? How tall is he?
He's 6'8".
Yeah.
But he's actually, like, 6'6",
which yeah, is fucked
up because we've been hearing
he still can't throw a football. Decade.
Jesus. He can't evaluate quarterbacks. He's awful.
Trevor Siemian was okay for a week.
Get out of here.
Did Tebow want a playoff game?
Where did they draft Siemian?
Oh, I think he was like a fifth round pick.
Yeah, yeah.
He was a nothing. But he's the one they kicked Paxton Lynch aside for.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Paxton Lynch, is he even in the league right now?
No.
There's no way.
No, he's not. Yeah. He hasn't been in the league for I think he was a Seahawk and a Steeler kind of practice squatty for a year or two, but yeah, he's not in the league right now.
The thing is, I like Drew Locke. He's just not a very good quarterback.
Why? Because he listens to gangster rap?
Yeah, I just like his game out there too, but yeah, he's just not good.
He is good for GIFs though, sitting on the bench and just like mobbing out to the music in the stadium.
Yeah, he is good. Paxton Lynch is a free agent.
Have you looked up Paxton Lynch's wife?
Negative. I'm sorry, what now?
Have you ever looked up Paxton Lynch's wife?
No, but I'm about to.
Let me know what you think.
I was going to say while I do this, like today was a pretty crappy week for gangster rap, by the way. With Ice Cube and... Well, Fitty's not really gangster rap.
No.
Yeah. Wow.
Ice Cubanon?
No, I'm just looking at Paxton Lynch's wife.
Oh.
Anyway.
She's a real estate agent.
Oh, good for her. So somebody's got to be making money now, right?
Yeah. No, I did. Yeah. When I saw her picture, it said, it's a while ago, said real estate agent / Instagram model. And I was like, I think I've seen that before on Pornhub. That sounds like a plot I've seen.
Oh, come in. Let me show you how big the master bedroom is.
Exactly.
There are specific websites revolved around that scenario.
No, you don't like this walk-in closet? Let me show you a tight squeeze.
Boo. Fucking boo. Oh. All right, before we get to our list and trivia, I just wanted to – so we talked about it last week, how NFL players get, you know, second and third chances no matter what they do. Like, the NFL does not care unless you got videotaped doing something, as we found. And so that brings me to the Seahawks and Antonio Brown. Because the Seahawks are – so Antonio Brown's suspension is up in 2 weeks. And apparently the Seahawks are the team going hardest to bring him in. And, like, they were asking Russell Wilson about it this week. And, you know, he was talking about everybody I've talked to independently says he was a really hard worker. So, you know, we love hard workers around here. We'd love to have that talent around or whatever. That got me into looking up – what Antonio Brown actually did to get his suspension. Because we live in America and we have short attention spans and we forget these things. So I looked it up. I'm going to run through it really quick. So he got cut after one game with the Patriots. And remember, Bill Belichick signed him and we're like, oh, Bill Belichick, Patriots organization, Tom Brady, they're going to cure everything. He's just going to get in line, blah, blah, blah. It's going to be great.
Well, first it was Gruden, you know, everyone else were saying, like, oh, he's going to be great with Gruden in Oakland.
And then the Saints did, like, a fake workout for him or something. Yeah. So he gets cut after one game with the Patriots. Why? Because he threatened a woman who accused him of sexual assault. That happened while another woman had already accused him of sexual assault. Then he went on Instagram and talked shit about cops for how they handled his baby mama's claim that he hit her, which then caused his agent, Drew Rosenhaus, his agent, to cut ties with him. He then, and this was actually why he got suspended, got arrested for felony burglary and battery for beating up a moving guy. This was all within like a span of like a month or two. That's why he's not in the league right now. The Seahawks are talking about signing this guy. Hmm. I don't know, man.
Can he still run and catch a football?
Apparently so. And I guess that's all that matters, right?
He did catch a touchdown in his one game with the Pats.
He did with the Patriots.
I made an epic trade to get him like 2 days – like. 2 days before he signed with the Patriots, and I was just fucking stoked. I was like, oh, he's going to be huge. And I got one game out of him. And then he got
hey, but it was a really good game, dude. Really good.
He had a touchdown in it. Like, I'm saying.
It was a great game. So, again, every time we hear an NFL team say that they care about, you know.
Oh, they don't care.
A domestic violence and what, they don't care.
They don't care.
Wait, listen,
they don't care unless their sponsors act like they care.
Did he get charged with any of these things?
He did. He got charged with felony, battery, and burglary.
Oh.
For beating up that.
That's, I mean, that's nothing.
And then the trainer, so like the trainer who was in his house, like helping him work out, accused him of raping her. I mean, and then while that happened, another woman accused him of sexual assault. So, you know, again, that wasn't proven in court. Never actually got, I don't think he actually ever got charged with anything for either of those. But if you're okay as a Seahawk, and as a Seahawks organization, with having that in your locker room, knock yourself out. But again, let's not act like Seattle and Russell Wilson are above, you know, above reproach.
Well, that's what you're going to be hearing is Russell Wilson's going to, you know,
same deal, right? Him, same deal as Belichick,
him,
right?
Him and you know him and God are going to help you know put AB on the right track.
It's again that Jesus water, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Remember that, by the way, Russell Wilson touting that Jesus water. He gets healed by the power of the water he was selling. It heals all of his injuries. That was amazing. All right, that's all I got on that, unless you guys got anything else.
I just don't like it because I got DK Metcalf in all my leagues.
Mm-hmm. By the way, if there's one position the Seahawks really don't need, it's wide receiver. Like, Lockett is great.
Lockett, well, all the talking heads and, you know, insider players seem to think DK Metcalf's the best receiver in the game. His size and speed, is built to be, you know, the prototypical wide receiver.
He still drops.
The drops and that touchdown. Oh, that touchdown was fucking brutal.
Hey, you're not allowed to say anybody else is the best player in the game with King here. Because clearly the Chiefs are the best at every single position. So Tyreek Hill's the best wide receiver in the NFL.
I've been on here.
Travis Kelce, Pat Mahomes.
Multiple times saying Hill is not. Scariest.
I think in that system, Hill is, because like you said, the scariest does equal the best, though.
He's a system receiver? Is that what we're saying?
You take Tyreek out of that offense. That offense isn't as scary now. Just having that speed alone, you know, and that opens everyone up. That's the reason why Kelce could have 10 catches a game.
Who is the receiver for the Patriots? Deion Branch? And then he went to Seattle and sucked.
What are you doing with that, Ski?
What am I doing with that?
Well, you take that great player out of the offense. That offense isn't as good. Hey, you want to know what?
If you take
LeBron James at LA, Lakers aren't the champions.
I'm saying taking Tyreek out of the offense is not the top tight end in the league that way.
He's not anyways.
Well,
I mean, who are we?
I disagree with that as well, but you take Tyreek out of there, all of a sudden Kelsey's, you know, numbers go down.
Why would Kelsey's numbers go down?
Let's think of that. Kelce is not Gronk. He's not single-handedly doing it all himself as a tight end.
I think he could, though.
No, he's not as big and fast as Gronk was.
Huh. I don't know.
They're different tight ends.
They're different tight ends. That's the thing. Gronk was a self-dominant tight end.
Yeah, no, Gronk's peak was better for sure, but they were different. Kelce runs, like, good routes and stuff.
Which, like I said, in that offense, when Tyreek had dragged two safeties with him, he just murders teams because, like you said, he runs great routes and he has great hands.
I feel like we're about 2 weeks away from both of you being like, that Mahomes guy, kind of a system quarterback.
Oh, never. Definitely a system quarterback. Definitely.
Yeah.
I saw Alex Smith get the Chiefs to the quarterback.
Without Andy Reid, he's nothing.
Gimmicky underarm fucking throws.
I will say this.
Throw a good form and then talk.
Jeez. That underhand touchdown pass to Sherman against the Ravens, why that got like national love was dumb. That was dumb.
Yeah.
Like Mahomes put flair on it, but it wasn't like a hard play.
No.
All? Like, he was just like, oh, here's the open guy on a shovel, but instead of shoveling it, I'm going to go underhand.
That's when everybody was falling in love with him.
We've never seen that before. So
what are you saying?
That play was not gimmicky
quarterback? Is he gimmicky?
Hey, if you want to say you lost to a gimmicky, you blew a lead to a gimmicky quarterback in the Super Bowl.
No.
If that's what you want to do, go right ahead.
My team lost because of the refs. Terrible pass interference call before the end of the first half. Taking points off the board, my friend. Get out of here. All right, let's do our list. What's our list?
honor of Jeff Goldblum's 68th birthday.
Today.
Today. His top three character roles.
Hmm. This is fun to look through, by the way. Like, remembering some of the things he did.
This was hard to do. Yeah. I had a lot. And I'm like,
you did have a lot. Yeah. Who wants to start? I'll start.
Okay. Yeah, you can start it off.
Nobody else wants to. Okay. I'll do it. My number three is Mitchell Caine, the character he played in Great White Hype. He played like that journalist.
Yeah.
In Great White Hype. Great White Hype, I recorded it on one of the HBO free weekend things. And I watched that movie a lot. If nobody knows what it is, like, it's Peter Berg plays like the Great White Hype or whatever, going against Damon Wayans.
Something Conklin.
That's Conklin. Yeah, Terry Conklin.
Irish Terry Conklin,
and he wasn't even Irish.
Against James the Grim Reaper Roper.
Yes.
Roper.
And Sam Jackson played like the Don King character. Yeah. And then Jamie Foxx was like this up and coming promoter who was just really fucking terrible. Yeah. And then,
A Merlot Broham.
That's the classic line.
Yeah.
Yeah. While Goldblum is interviewing him. Yeah, I just like the line he said where he was talking about, like in the middle of an interview, he gives this line about how his dad threatened to beat him up or something like that. I'll give you something to cry about, you little shit, like in the middle of his interview. I don't know. That's my number three.
All right, well, I was going to have that in my number one, but okay. I'll cycle that back down, and I'll make that as my number three.
Okay. I mean, hey, you're easily influenced. You're like the Midwest swing voter, Ski. Politics.
I want to go out with a bang on actually having a number one.
Well, my number three is Dr. Ian Malcolm from Jurassic Park.
Mm-hmm.
He got a leg injury running away from a T-Rex.
That does.
And he kept surviving. So, you know, good for him. Yeah.
He kept fighting. Good job. My number two is the Grandmaster from Thor Ragnarok. I fucking love that movie, by the way. Like, that's a really good, like, in terms of the Marvel movies, it's up there.
Not a fan of Thor. Kind of boring.
Well, the first Thor,
I haven't seen it.
Thor movie I didn't like, but this one was really good. It was just funny. It was like Taika Waititi directed it.
He's the hot blonde guy, right?
Thor? Yes. Yeah. Hemsworth.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. And he played the Grandmaster in it and was very funny. And yeah.
Well, like that was my number. I'm going to have to change my whole list because he had like kind of like a blue soul patchy thing.
He did. Yes. And he just it was so funny how he just murdered and liquefied people on a regular basis and just didn't really care. Like, all right.
All right. So I'm going to come up with a new number two. All right.
Your list is slowly becoming number two.
God, I should have gone first, and I would have just put you
in. Yeah. All
right, so my number two will be his character of Rupert Ruxin in, like, three episodes of The League.
Oh, so good. That's my number one, by the way. So good.
I mean, I could easily – would not be surprised if someone said he was Nick Kroll's dad, like, in real life.
Yes.
They have eerily similar mannerisms how they do things.
And that episode where he bangs Andre's sister, who was played by Sarah Silverman. So good. What about the vinegar strokes?
It's weird. I usually try to watch that series kind of leading up to football because it's a great series.
It's so good. It's such a shame because, like, the guy who played Kevin or whatever, how he, like, lied about being on 9/11, like, and that just killed him. Like, his career was over after that.
But Mark Duplass or Duplass, whoever you want to be, done pretty well for himself post that.
Like, everybody has. Like, Nick Kroll has, too. What's his name? Paul Scheer.
Hmm.
I guess everybody other than What?
Taco.
Yeah, Taco. I haven't seen Taco in anything.
Something LaJoy. John LaJoy.
Yeah, John LaJoy. Yeah. Three penis wine.
In fairness, Paul Scheer's career was already cemented by all those VH1. Yeah. I love the 70s, 80s, 90s.
Yes. Oh, I miss those.
God, they were so good.
They were so good.
Well, still, but the best character from that show is Jason Mantzoukas as Rafi. Still my favorite. If we ever did a top character, he'd be my top character from anything.
Yeah, well, Seth Rogen was great on that. Because Dirty Randy. Yeah. Oh, those were such genius characters. Rafi is one of the best characters in the history of television. Like, so fucking good.
There is a – they do have a podcast. Him and Scheer do a podcast together.
Yes.
Where they talk about shitty movies. Yeah.
Yep.
How did this get made? If you ever need a podcast, listen to 14 people listening. After you listen to ours, listen to that.
Yeah. Make sure you finish this episode first. Yeah. As if that matters. All right. What you got, King?
My number two, Alistair Hennessy. From the aquatic life of Steve Zissou, Zissou.
I did not like that movie at all.
Can we boo?
Yeah. Well, I get it because you gotta like the depths, the deep stuff, but it's okay.
Yeah, like, you gotta be up at that level.
You guys being like, oh, Nick Kroll, that Bill Murray movie sucked, but Nick Kroll, yeah, genius.
I thought you were for the Marvel movie.
Is there anyone more pompous in Hollywood than fucking Wes Anderson?
No.
And I like some of his movies, but God, Steve Zissou was the one that was like...
I didn't like it at all. At all, yeah. At all. No, you're right. You're right, though. I do generally like his stuff, too.
I love, like, Grand Budapest Hotel. And
that's so good. That movie caught me off guard, man.
Yeah.
Like, the end of that movie and fucking Willem Dafoe's character in that movie... Holy shit. Yeah, I did not expect that to be the plot.
You guys go talk about your Thor movies on your high priestess step.
There you go.
And your dog and me for Steve.
We're just talking Jeff Goldblum character though.
You're the one who said characters, bro.
We're not knocking the character.
Talking Marvel movies over here. Jesus.
By the way, I gave you the thing to make fun of us for. Shut up. So I already gave my one. So you two are left for ones, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I will go with... God, I don't want to go Independence Day. Mm-hmm. That just seems too... I'm going to go... his character's David Jason in the movie Deep Cover with Lawrence Fishburne.
Larry Fishburne?
Larry Fishburne.
Yep. I don't really remember that movie.
It was from the, late 80s, early 90s.
Was like a rapper in that? Or was like a song from that, Deep Cover? Wasn't it like a Dr. Dre song from that or something?
I want to say maybe it was Nas.
Mm.
Maybe Mobb Deep. But yeah, that was early 90s.
Well, if they didn't have a Mobb Deep track on that soundtrack, then why even make a soundtrack? I feel like it was Dre, though.
Well, you could search why King gives his number one.
Mm-hmm. My number one, Jeff Goldblum character. Alan, owner of Artisan Knots, Portlandia.
Yeah. Yeah, he played some pretty good characters on Portlandia. He was such a perfect fit for that show, too.
He was built to be in that series.
Yeah, really.
The thing I love about Portlandia is how, it was an overdone spoof, of course.
Yeah, that's the point.
And now people from, like, Beaverton are like, that show, I never thought it was funny. We don't read books or ride single-spoke bikes.
We don't read books. That's what they're mad about.
That's a joke, guys. Yeah. Calm down.
And by the way,
it
was pretty on point, too.
It was good.
We all knew people like the ones they were depicting in that show. Like, stop acting like you didn't.
And now all the ones who really rebelled from that stereotype, mm-hmm. Yeah, they all moved to San Francisco. So way to go. Way to rebel from that stereotype. Yeah, good for you.
You went right back to the place we used to make fun of you for moving from.
You just like to say Bart.
It was
you guys like to say I took a – you guys were so mad at Portlandia, yeah. You moved to San Francisco just so you could say, took the BART to Dolores Park to get a Mission Burrito. Way to go, guys. You really showed those stereotypes up. Way to go.
Yeah. And you're spending like $3 million more in the house you're living in too. So congratulations. Yeah, you know. We're sticking to the man.
Hey, hey, but those are 60 degree December days make it worthwhile.
Yes,
in the fall. 60 degrees in August too, but
year-round, fall. Year-round. Yeah. It was, by the way, Deep Cover. The song is called Deep Cover.
Deep Cover.
By Dre and Snoop. And I think that was like one of the first songs they did together or something. No, that can't be right. Well, it was 92.
92?
Maybe, yeah. All right, our trivia based on Jeff Goldblum is Jurassic Park trivia.
Take off your sunglasses, lift up your hat.
Yep.
Look at those brontosauri over there.
By the way, that's never been discussed. How do you say plural brontosaurus?
Right.
Brontosauri? Brontosauruses?
I think I just ended that discussion.
Cacti? Brontosauri. Cactuses? Cacti? All right, so this is only the first Jurassic Park. So we're not doing the entire series. We're literally just doing the first one.
I wish this was Lost World trivia only.
I apologize for that, but that's not what this is.
I wish this was Jurassic World 3.
Yeah. I wish we were only talking about high heels.
With Taio Leone.
Taio Leone. There you go. All right, so who?
William Macy?
William Macy was, he was in Lost World.
I'm going to say Ski starts because King's List was terrible. And so I'm going with Ski first.
And I think I won last week.
I like the Marvel movies.
Yeah.
Christ, I'm over here with a discerning eye, and you guys are like, oh, yeah. I like Captain America.
You're talking about art. Well, we're just talking about
mystery. I'm talking cinema. And yes. Film.
I'm talking about
and you're
films.
Here talking summer blockbusters, popcorn flicks.
All the movies I watch are in the Bijou. I don't go anywhere else.
Absolutely. David Minor Theater.
Not the Broadway Metro, mind you. No. The original Bijou. Because I'm an OG.
Disgusted.
All right, Ski. What is the name of the island?
Is it the Isla Nublar?
That is correct. Nice work. How the hell did you remember that?
Nublar, but whatever.
That's what you said.
He said Nublar.
He said Nublar.
I said Nublar, yeah.
Oh. Okay. No kidding.
No, he's fine. No. How do you spell it?
Nublar.
You yeah. got it. Yep, he's good.
Blar.
That's right. It's a good follow-up. Good work. Good got save. Yep. That's a good save. All right, King. What prevents the dinosaurs from mating in the movie?
They're all female.
That is correct. They are engineered to be female.
Well, so they think they're all female. Twist!
Dinosaurs be fucking...
Easy there.
Whoa, sorry, I got carried away. Ski, what breed of dinosaur is the... Wait, what the hell did I write here? Okay. What kind of dinosaur is the one that is stuck, or sick, excuse me. What kind of dinosaur is the one that is sick that they come across during their first tour of the world?
Triceratops?
It is.
Do you guys want to hear some inside baseball on that?
Yeah, Triceratops.
I'd love to.
So in the book and in the movie, there's a difference, right? They're like, what? No. Why? They're like, well, why can't we find that? They're reaching in the poop, right? In the movie,
right?
But there's just no answer to it.
Well, the reason is because in the book, the Triceratops was eating rocks, right? But then it had to eat the berries. And so it was puking up the rocks and the berries, and that's why they couldn't find the berries, or the reason why it was pooping and sick in the poop. Shout out Michael Crichton.
Yeah, someone
went deep dive here.
Yep. Right? I've known that one for a while.
And Laura Dern, by the way, apparently still has people come up to her and refer to her as like the poop lady from that movie. She reached in the poop. She said for a while people wouldn't shake her hand because of that. That's amazing. All right, King, this is your turn. Which character dies on the toilet? And you can just say their job title. You don't have to say the name. This is King.
Dennis Nettie or something?
No, you don't have to say the name. You can say their job.
He was a computer guy. He was the IT guy.
That is incorrect. Ski, your options.
Oh, I know who it is.
The computer programmer, the game warden, or the lawyer?
The lawyer.
Yeah.
The lawyer is right.
I can't remember his name. His name.
Do you remember?
I don't remember his name, no.
Donald Gennaro.
Gennaro.
Yeah. All right, King. What is Jeff Ski. What is Jeff Goldblum's character's job in Jurassic Park?
Yep. Is he like a mathematician?
Yeah. He actually is a mathematician. That's crazy. Specializes in chaos theory, this mathematician does. Makes a lot of sense. King. You already know the answer to this because you said it. I'm gonna cross that out. This is one of your information. I was gonna ask you who wrote the book. But you literally said
real that fucking tough one there.
Yeah. Hey. Let's see. InGen was mining what substance in order to obtain dino DNA?
I don't get the auto answer.
No. No. I should, because you're trailing, you're struggling.
So InGen was what?
They were mining what substance in order to obtain the dinosaur DNA? It was on the cane.
Amber.
That's right. That's right. Good call. Let's see. Ski, what is the name of the cartoon character they use to teach people about the dinosaur cloning process?
Oh. God, I don't know. Towley.
He kind of looked like him. No.
Like the paperclip guy from the computers.
Yeah.
Clippy. Yeah. Yeah, Clippy. That's it.
Clippy. All right. King, your options. Genetics gene, Mr. DNA, or mitochondria Mike?
Mitochondria Mike?
It is Mr. DNA. Yep. I'm glad I came up with mitochondria Mike on my own. I feel pretty good about that.
Roll over your grave, Michael Crichton.
All right, Ski, you can win this, by the way.
It's King's turn here.
Okay. All right, King. During the scene in which they are feeding the raptors, what animal gets lowered into the cages?
Goat?
Nope. Ski, your options.
Not a goat.
It is a goat, a buffalo, or a cow?
Oh. It's going to be a cow.
It is a cow.
I thought goat, too.
Yeah, it wasn't goat. I actually did, too. Yeah, then I watched the scene, and it was definitely a cow.
I feel like the goat was the one they left out there for the T-Rex. It's sitting there for the T-Rex.
That's a T-Rex, yep. Uh-huh. Yep. All right, so that's a win for Ski. Let's go ahead and go through the rest of the ones I had left. What does Dennis Nedry attempt to use to smuggle out the dinosaur DNA?
Shaving cream can.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Ski gets extra points.
Bonus points.
Use those next week. What was the first attraction at Jurassic Park, according to the founder, John Hammond? Before they did dinosaurs.
Water slide?
A flea circus, he said. What year was the movie released?
1993.
That is correct.
I do know that one.
Bonus point for King. Who loses 6-2. 6-3, excuse me.
Well, it should be 6-4, but I already knew that one, so you couldn't give it to me.
Yeah, I mean, I'll give it to you now if it'll make you happy.
No, I'm just saying.
There, 6-4.
I'm pretty sure they paid Crichton a shit ton of money before he even wrote the book for that. Well.
I think they did. I think they gave him like a huge advance.
Yeah.
For the movie?
Yeah, for the movie rights to the book that he hasn't written yet.
That's what's up, man. Like, when you're a writer to that level, where you can not even write a book yet, and they're already giving you millions of dollars for the movie rights to the book you haven't written yet.
I think Spielberg made something stupid like $250 million off the movie.
Yeah.
Because he took whatever products he got aboard on, he had some big percentage out of it or something.
Is Spielberg still doing the Jurassic World stuff?
That's what I was
thinking. Or is he just name only?
No, I don't think he does those movies anymore.
Oh, he's just too busy doing Animaniacs on Hulu.
Pretty much.
I was about to bring that up. So when I first saw that announced, I was like, no, don't do this. Like, because I loved that cartoon when I was younger. I fucking loved it. Like Pinky and the Brain and stuff. And I was like, don't do this, guys. Like, no. But all the voice actors are still alive. So they brought back all the voice actors. I watched the trailer for it and it looks fantastic. And I'm excited about it. Excited is the wrong word. But I think it might not be terrible. No, Spielberg does not direct the Jurassic World movie.
Just going to hear a lot of the animaniacs. So just a lot of like, whoa!
Whoa, Yakko! Come on, Dad! Whoa!
Love me some Pinky. Hi, Brian. All right. I guess that's it. You guys
can you sing?
Huh?
Can you say the Pinky and the Brain song?
I know what you're talking about. Oh, it's Pinky and the Brain, the Pinky and the Brain. One is a genius, the other's insane. The laboratory mice, their genes have been spliced. No, I think I missed the verse.
Yes.
The Pinky and the Brain.
Close enough.
I think I missed the verse.
That's where I would have gone with it, so close enough.
Yeah. Remember the, what was it, the Capitol song or whatever?
Oh, yeah. Jesus.
Or was it the Capitals or was it like the countries where he named?
I think it was Capitals.
Yeah.
I feel like it was Capitals.
Holy shit. That was amazing.
Is that Yakko or Rocco?
It's Yakko, Wacko, and Dot.
That was close.
Yeah.
Yakko, Wacko.
good job. Good effort.
Hey, start with a knock and with Nako. I know Dot's the girl.
Yeah.
Well, I shouldn't say that in 2020.
Yeah, no. Easy. We don't know what Dot identifies as.
She's an X at the end, for sure.
Yeah. All right, well, all the hard-hitting political topics today. I think we've pretty much covered the spectrum, including the gender of Dot from Animaniacs. And with that, I think we'll end the podcast.